a weak Solidarity Bricky team listener when a totally neutral, other than Caesar rendering under Caesar, investigation by Zion Train Killers into Zion Train Killers found Zion Train Killers had not killed those seven World Central Kitchen workers. They were killed by Hamas terrorists. Indeed, misunderstood Zion, accused of slaughter, destruction, genocide and starvation, is completely innocent on all charges. Okay, it does drop the bombs. It did incinerate the convoy taking aid to the destroyed and starved. It was too late for the slaughtered, but be it Gaza or the West Bank or Lebanon, well, all of Zion, from the river to the sea, it only slaughters and destroys and bombs and starves because it suspects Hamas or Hezbollah or terrorists of some sort or other are in that building or that convoy, because the terrorists are just everywhere. And anyway, the so-called collateral damage, thousands and thousands of civilians, are also potential terrorists. In fact, they're all terrorists. So poor misunderstood Zion is never responsible. And it was pure coincidence that Zion was forced to lay the blame solely with evil Hamas on World Humanitarian Day, as our minister for going overseas all the time and being a perfectly good little prefect, Penny Left Wing, launched the Zomi Francom Humanitarian Award. After all, there is every chance there were true blue Aussie parts in the killer planes which launched the bombs. They're the parts Penny and Big Supremo Anthony Albanese and the Minister for Train Killing and Being Offensive Richard Moore's the bad guys, he of the giant mind, assure us we are not providing. And Zion pointed out the convoy had changed the route Zion Train Killers had approved, given permission, and we wouldn't doubt the word of the most moral train killer force in the world, as Big Supremo Benu and Not Another Yahoo reminds us time and again. Although getting permission to provide aid to the starving in Gaza from an invasion force, just think, they wouldn't need permission if, wait for it, I'm going to say something very, very naive, if the Zion Train Killers weren't there in the first place. Naive, naive, because that's their right, from the river to the sea and beyond and beyond. Petty, you're not suggesting that Zion is the real terrorist after all, are you? Of course not. Zion is a democracy. True Blue Aussie recognises evil Hamas as a terrorist organisation. Another slaughterer is obviously what's laughably called an election of some sort coming up in Russia, as a Vlad, you put in, I take out opponent has been jailed for 11 years hard labour over some online criticism of Vlad, opposing Vlad's Ukraine invasion, or sorry, military operation. And an opposition party has been banned from running on the sensible legal grounds that it was considering running. And then, most heinous, most treacherous, most perfidious crime of all, Andrei Klepak, real name, chief economist at the state-owned bank, told an economic meeting the Ukraine war, or sorry again, military operation, is plunging the country into a social crisis. We're falling behind, he warned. We're losing to Ukraine. The costs we bear are mounting. His final act as chief economist, immediately sacked after his bank superiors received, quote, a call from above. Didn't say who the from above was, so we've got no idea. But across the divide, past the US of the UN of the US of the world state of Greenland, Big Supremo Donald Trump or the poor looked on with growing admiration, declaring all possible opposition ineligible and locking them up is the best guarantee of winning, the biggest winning ever, as Donald practiced the art of trashing democracy. His appropriately named Truth Social Nocturnal Ravings, or sorry, Big Supremo Pronouncements, selling early access to his pronouncements for just $1.7 million a year. We might have thought it worth paying to avoid them, but a couple of anti-democratic types have challenged Donald's little money-making scheme in court as unconstitutional. Something about the First Amendment guaranteeing equal access to Big Supremo announcements. And how's this for sour grapes, listener? A Big Supremo selling priority access to news he himself generates for the for the benefit of a private company he controls is so blatantly corrupt and unconstitutional, it would have been hard to even fathom just a few years ago, a mob called the Freedom of the Press Foundation complained. Where are they coming from? The naivety of those comments evident. Note the split infinitive in the middle of all that nonsense. For goodness sake, what's the use of being big supremo if you can't make a few little or more billions out of it? And your cronies and your family can't make a nice little killing out of it as well. Some of the cronies literally making a killing out of killing. Donald's Nobel quest. Quite properly, Treble the poor media said the lawsuit was an attempt by left-wing activists trying to censor poor, well, getting richer and richer, Donald. Commented last week our junior trained killing and being offensive Minister Pat Military Convoy was put in his place by the Pentagon policy supremo Eldridge Kill by All Means when Pat reckoned US OB trained killers and trained killer submarines rotating through Western Troop to Aussie would be out in 5 years. We're here to stay, Eldridge set him straight. They're here to stay. Pat got his orders, his lines right. Well, now Eldridge tells us he has made it very clear in private what is expected of Troop to Aussie under the onomatopoeic FORCUS agreement. Presumably, keep handing US OB merchants of death billions for the US OB in return, not providing anything, including the train killer nuclear underwater thingies you'll never see. While the number one minister for train killing and being offensive, the aforementioned Richard Mauls the bad guys, he of the giant mind, said permanent US OB train killer rotations in Western Troop to Aussie are really important and will enable Troop to Aussie to establish our own capability, which could have done with a bit of an explanation. As USOB's so-called think tank, the Heritage Foundation, called on True Blue Aussie to spend even more billions to buy missile interceptors from the USOB merchants of death, needed, it said, to protect the airbase in Darwin and the Western True Blue Aussie nuclear killer submarine HMAS Stirling Idea. So you demand we spend billions to protect USOB Marines in Darwin and train killers in Western and True Blue Aussie. Exactly. It's a poor price for the protection you are enjoying. But they could make us a target. That's why you need our protection. Well, that's cleared that up. Not totally unrelated, reports from Gippsland of the enforcers of law and order perpetrating violence, assaulting suspects suspected of being a terra nullius non-land non-person, for instance. Coppers being violent, not sure that's news, actually, with the first ever charge against a copper over use of a taser, convicted on 10 assault charges just because he doused a young bloke in the face with capsicum spray and tasered him a mere 9 times in 46 seconds. He copped a fine, or coppered a fine, and is currently suspended, but surely he must be reinstated. Our forces of law and order can't afford to lose such a dedicated officer. There have been 2,365 allegations of misconduct and corruption by coppers in the Morwell-Bairnsdale regions, and a massive 0.2% were investigated. Well, that's what police do, investigate. Still, the dedication to stamp out suspects, perhaps literally, obviously stems from the top, as the number one oink oink copper Mike Bash this week called for less bail, more jail for the lowlifes. They deserve a bit of capsicum spraying, tasering, kicking, bashing. Oh, and very, very sad news. Former airline, which used to be our airline supremo, Alan Joystick, that great friend of airline workers, Alan Joystick's self-promoting autobiography is still not moving. As one bookseller commented, people aren't beating down the door to get a copy. Hard to understand, listener. Once again, also hard to understand for we economic laity, unlike the experts who comprehend the intricacies of the delicate flower that is the economy, figures this week that workers had fallen further behind, that an annual increase of 3.2% in wages fell behind inflation, despite caring employers telling us the small rise for the lowest of low paid would destroy the economy, smash confidence, deter investment, obliterate certainty, those important ingredients which will lead sometime, they'll tell us when, a wage rise will not destroy the world as we know it. Wage rises always occur at the wrong time. Well, despite workers falling behind, caring employers this week said wage inflation is driving up costs. Goodness, imagine the disaster if there were real wage increases. And although there are more unemployed doing their bit for the economy, the Reserve Losses Bank said there weren't quite enough to guarantee interest rates might not have to rise. See, the problem is on the other side. There are too many people working. Selfish, unpatriotic, economic vandals. And it's not that caring employers don't care. One large residential village developer complained that government taxes on property are hurting the poorest 40% of households who can only afford about 10% of advertised rentals. See? Good, compassionate developer. Oh, and on developers, this His Most Gracious Majesty's con mission into the evil CFMEU. Developers, property industry, be careful what you wish for. Past con missions aimed at the evil unions have ended up nailing the poor caring employers. Finally, headline this week, public backlash at decisive risk for data centres. How dare the public risk profits? Although, we might even reverse it. Data centres are decisive risk for public. Oh, we are so naive this morning, aren't we? Good morning.